This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agit Yar, Agamar Chasima Toiva. Immediately following Rosh Hashanah, we have Tzoyim Gedalia. So you must have davened really well over Rosh Hashanah to be Zoicha to hear these mystical insights into the importance of Tzoyim Gedalia, the significance of the word Gedalia, the significance of the word Achikam, and why it follows Rosh Hashanah. The Megala Amukos, Rav Nosson Atta Shapira, reveals in Oifen Reish Chaf Dalad the significance of the word Gedalia. Now, first of all, Gedalia is Gematria 52. 52 is a very important number. First of all, the Shem Havaya could be spelled four different ways. One of the ways is 52. Yud Vav Dalad is the Yud. He spelled Hey Hey. Vav spelled Vav Vav. Hey spelled Hey Hey. Spelling it that way, it's Gematria 52. That's one way to spell Shem Havaya. Gedalia happens to be Gematria 52. By the way, Elohim is also, could be 52. Now, the word Elohim is very important because we know on Rosh Hashanah in Iyov, it says, Vayihi Hayoim. It was that day, Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah. Vayavoyu b'nei Elohim. And the angels came. That's Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, Elohim, the angels, that is a reference to the 52 numerically valued name of Havaya. But also, if you take the words Elohim, Aleph Lamed Hey, followed by Yud Mem, and you spell it out Bemiluai, Aleph Aleph Lamed Hey, Lamed Lamed Mem Dalet, Hey Hey Hey, Yud Yud Vav Dalet, Mem Mem Mem, you get another 13 letters. So we start with 5 letters, Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, followed by 13 letters. If you take those 13 letters and spell them out, B'miluai, you have 34 letters. Take my word for it. So you have 5, 13, 34. That's Gedalia! You have Hey from Gedalia, that's the 5. Yud, Gimel from Gedalia, that's the 13. And Lamed, Dalet from Gedalia, that is 34. Now, 52 is a very significant number because you know how many days there are from Tisha B'Av until Tzom Gedalia? Of course, 52. The Gemara says that for 52 years, Eretz Yisrael was desolate. No animals roamed. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis. That's the deeper meaning of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Shkula Misa Sadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, the death of the righteous, Tzom Gedalia, is like the destruction of the temple because they were both 52. 52 years the temple caused desolation in Eretz Yisrael, and 52 days from Tisha B'Av until Tzoyim Gedalia. That's part of the secret of Tzoyim Gedalia, because on Rosh Hashanah you have the Shem Elohim, and Elohim is really backed by 52 letters, namely Tzoyim Gedalia follows. Where does Achikam come in? On Rosh Hashanah, that's the day of Midas Hadin. How many forces of Din are there? Now this comes from the Megala Mukos on Rosh Hashanah, page 186. We know there are 6 forces of Din. What are they? They are Af, Chema, Mashchis, Ketzef, Mechale, Meshaber. Achikam. Aleph is Af. Ches is Chema. Mem, Yud, excuse me, is Mashchis. How is Yud Mashchis? Because in Vuhuracham it's Vuhuracham Yichabram V'lo Yashchis. So since in Vuhuracham it's spelled Yashchis, the Mashchis is really a Yud. And then the Kuf is Ketzef, and the Mem is 2 guys, Mechala and Meshaber. So since we're in the aftermath of the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, where we have the B'nai Elohim came, the angels came, with all the forces of Din. So Gedalia is representative of all the forces of Din, but it's also representative of the Midas HaRachmim, of the Shem Havaya, spelled out Yud Vav Dalet. Then Hey is Hey Hey. Then Vav is Vav Vav. And then the Hey is spelled Hey Hey. So it's simultaneously the Midas HaDin and the Midas HaRachmim. That's the secret, says Megala Mukos, of Gedalia, 52, both of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachmim. Ben, 52, Achikam are all the forces of Din. So on this day we try to be Mevatel, the Midas HaDin. Hashem gives us an added opportunity to be Mamtik the Dinim and to sweeten all the Midas Hadin, and through fasting on the day of the Yartzeit of Gedalia ben Achikam, we should be zoicha to bring only sweetness and masoik and only brachamim gemurim to Klal Yisrael for Hashana Tov Masuka, Gemar Chasima Tova, Agut Gebenshtyar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.